Today, on the Southern California Real Estate Report, we talk about how many housing units have been built. Stay tuned.
Good morning. Welcome to the Southern California Real Estate Report. This is Bob McGuire and Daniel Wise coming to you from San Diego, California. So once again, the big topic in Southern California and in San Diego, of course, is home building. This is an article that came to us from UT.
The UT, and I believe it was in yesterday's edition, which would be September 8th.
September 8th. Okay, good. So this is fresh off the press. This sort of is going to give an update on some of the housing and permit activity that's going on in the city,
right,
which it's very positive. So it's kind of a good thing. Obviously, you and I we've been talking about a lot of these projects independently. We've mentioned in our podcast, and now we're starting to see some of the production that is coming out of these different projects and kind of what's to be expected for housing in the future, right?
Yeah.
And what they're going to do as far as trying to improve processes to get permits done. Gary London, who is a guy that I really respect, who we've seen speak at the USD functions, and he's a longtime San Diegan and has been in the real estate world here forever. And he owns a company that does a lot of it's like a real estate think tank, right? And they also help with permitting and, you know, feasibility studies and all sorts of stuff. And so he's one of the guys that's quoted in this article. But to touch on some of the highlights, So the good news is that at the current pace right now, it looks like we're going to exceed 10,000 homes this year in our market. Multifamily building, townhomes, condos, and apartments are leading that increase in housing with 3,297 permits, which is up 48.7% in the first 6 months of the year. And that's coming from the Research Council of Southern California. Large apartments made up most of that growth so far this year, with Mission Valley leading the way. And we've talked about a couple of these Mission Valley projects. Now, Mission Valley has done something interesting. So one of the big pushes that we're seeing is a push for upzoning. So for certain areas to not just be exclusively SFR, right?
Right.
But what San Diego has done, which I think is kind of a good thing, and why we're seeing this huge, you know, this huge increase in not only construction but also in residential construction in Mission Valley, is Mission Valley has changed their zoning to allow for a higher density type zoning there. So that's why you're seeing some of these larger projects. So the large apartment complexes that are currently underway there, there's an 840-unit property called the Society at Bradbury, and that's in Mission Valley. That's open now for business, by the way.
That's a lot.
That's 840 extra units, you know, in Mission Valley. There's also downtown in the Diega Towers. There's 617 units. Those are open. And then there's 325 units in Grantville, which you and I saw that. That's Grantville, Allied Gardens area.
Right.
That's a big project, too. I did not realize that was already, you know, accepting tenants, but it sounds like it is. And that's a big project for Grantville. That's 325 units. And then single-family permits are down. It came in at 1,676 permits, down about 5% from the same time in 2020. New single-family homes are mainly in Chula Vista, Otay Ranch neighborhood, and Valley Center. So those are the areas where, obviously, land is cheapest, right?
Right.
So we're seeing that. Now, one of the reasons, too, I think that you have to look at why single-family home permits might be down this year relative to what it was the year before. Remember that we had a big spike in material costs. we had a big spike and a big problem with supply chain issues as well. So those are all real things.
Well, and I mean, and let's not forget that it's always harder to find land for a single family home than it is to find something that's for multifamily.
Right.
You need more, you need more space, and we are very quickly running out of space for these single family home developments.
Yeah. Yeah. So here's the point where Gary London steps in, and his company, he's a senior principal with San Diego Housing Analyst. He's a San Diego Housing Analyst with London Motor Advisors. And he's saying, look, we're still in a constant supply deficiency. And he's saying that even if builders could meet or exceed the 10,000 home this year, it still falls short of what's needed for the county. And the county has struggled since the Great Recession to get up to its previous home building pace, which was there were 17,306 homes built in 2004 and then 15,258 in 2005. And it's kind of gone down since then, right? So we're still way behind the curve. So there's also a lack of available homes for sale. So that's another reason why there's a big run-up in pricing. Now, we talked in our last podcast about the year-to-date increase of being like 30% that we had heard. But this one is saying that it's actually slightly less than that. They're pulling this from the county. So I think our stat last week was based on City of San Diego.
Yeah.
And what the appreciation was in City of San Diego. So City of San Diego was pushing 30%. Average home price in the county is $730,000. I think in City of San Diego, it's pushing $1 million. The county itself, so that's everything, including like the areas, you know, when you think about San Diego County, you know, Valley Center and these areas that are more rural that we hardly ever, you know, really talk about from a real estate standpoint, that's also included. So the price increase in the county has been 17% or 15%, excuse me. So that's, you know, that's a huge increase year over year.
Yeah.
So Gary London continues to say that, you know, he said the construction would have to be fantasy numbers such as 20,000 new units a year to reduce the supply and demand gap. So we're still a long way away from that. So, you know, to build 20,000 units a year in this county would be the all-time record high. And that's what he's saying would have to happen to kind of close that gap. So it's good news, bad news, right? On the good side, we're making progress and we're building more than we ever have. On the bad side, we're always in a supply deficit and our prices are very high. You know?
Yeah, and that's kind of our reality.
One of the things that's kind of hard. But the good news is, I think when you look at these larger apartment buildings that are coming out, hopefully that will create a little less, you know, rent pressure. I know some of our owners wouldn't want to have us say that, but it's one of those things that
some of our owners they've done better than probably most in this.
Yeah. So the other thing is now the federal government is stepping in too, and so you know, one of the things in San Diego that we were, you know, that everyone's talking about is the Qualcomm Stadium site. So that's going to add 4,600 housing units. So that's going to be a big increase. The Riverwalk project is going to be also another big one. That's another 4,300 homes there. And then the Qualcomm is coming behind that after the stadium. So, I mean, just that alone accounts for 10,000 new housing units in Mission Valley.
Yeah, Mission Valley, it's, you know.
Or excuse me, 9,000.
It's always been a very pro-builder area, which is kind of funny to me because it is historically in a floodplain. So I know that, especially with the Riverwalk project, they've had to do a lot of engineering. And I think with any of these projects, they've had to do a lot of engineering around that. which is pretty impressive that they're able to do that at all.
Yeah. So for statistical information, just to kind of give a rundown as we kind of close this out. So the good news is most of Southern California saw upticks in construction the first six months of this year. Part of that they're saying is because home building was deemed an essential business, and so home building continued. Again, as a reference here, there were supply chain issues and some upticks
and there still are. And yeah, that's a big problem. We are continually having the supply chain issues, obviously, in our business especially.
So that's going to slow things down. But Los Angeles County led the Southern California real estate markets with the most new homes. They built close to 12,000, 11,977 in the first 6 months of the year. And that's a 28% increase over the same time last year. Orange County had 4,456 permits, up 51%. Riverside County had 4,135 permits, up 1.5%. San Bernardino County had 3,442, and that's up 71.6%. So San Bernardino and Riverside are really hot right now, too.
So definitely areas where building, I think, has probably been a lot easier because there's a lot more land and they just have not had the growth as other bigger cities have, like Los Angeles and San Diego and Orange County.
Exactly. So, you know, the Association of Realtors for the state of California, they're predicting that there's going to be close to 120,000 new housing units in 2021, which is an increase of 19.2% from the previous year. The State Department of Finance also predicts an increase, but slightly lower at 15.1%. So not quite as optimistic. You know, the Association of Realtors is always super rosy on their economic predictions and their data, so especially when it has to do with housing. So the good news is in all 58 counties and all 538 cities in San Diego permit, the permit data that they pulled, sometimes it varies widely, but the good news is it's increasing basically across the whole state. So that's a good thing. So, you know, I think that there's still a ton of room for improvement. And like, you know, Gary London and people like that are saying, you know, we still need to, you know, come up with creative ways to increase density and, you know, get the underwriting and the permitting process more streamlined. But at the end of the day, you know, they're trying to make progress. And it sounds like, you know, some of these bigger projects, it's going to be interesting to see what the dent is and how things get absorbed as they're constructed. So I'm curious how these bigger apartment buildings do with their lease ups.
Yeah, I agree.
So it's going to be interesting to watch. It's a good thing that we're seeing in the market, and you know, as we've said before, we're always pro housing. So anything housing that's positive, you know, we want to talk about in this podcast. So thanks for listening today. This has been the Southern California Real Estate Report.